on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
This is Dick from Carpet Masters. Carpet Masters has been serving the Inland Empire for over 55 years. Carpet Masters uses extraction cleaning for your carpet because there's no better cleaning to remove the soil from your carpet. All of our furniture cleaning is done by hand in your home or in our plant. Carpet Masters also offers dry cleaning for fine furniture. Call Carpet Masters at 793-7215. That's 793-7215 for Carpet Masters.
This is the KCAA Community Calendar. It's the 18th Annual Professional Firefighters Car Show, Sunday, May 25th in downtown Redlands at 8 a.m. Over 300 cars, bikes, and special interest vehicles will be there. There will also be a pancake breakfast, a huge beer garden with local breweries, opportunity drawings all day, food and drink vendors, a live band, DJ, and more. A fantastic family event, all to raise money for the Redlands Professional Firefighters Benevolent Fund. That's the 18th Annual Professional Firefighters Car Show, Sunday, May 25th in downtown Redlands at 8 a.m. For more information, visit aboutredlands.com. And that's your KCAA Community Calendar.
From the KCAA Weather Center, I'm Dave Mers. This morning, fair skies and sunshine to come for Sunday, mid-80s. In your evening, clear and calm, 58. By tomorrow on Monday, we get some sunshine. South breezes stay light all day, become a late-day west wind, the high at 90. Monday evening, clear and calm, low in the low to mid-60s. Warming up on Tuesday, some sun, 95. That's your weather forecast for this hour from a station that leaves no listener behind, NBC News Radio, AM 1050 KCAA.
Has your internet service slowed you down? Do any of these experiences sound familiar? No high-speed internet available, slow or unreliable connections, waiting for hours for a simple answer, unexpected charges to your bill? If the answer is yes, then CyberTime Network Communications has the answer. With CyberTime, you'll receive high-speed internet and data connectivity at the speed you need. Reliable, experienced, proven, and secure professional service. 24/7 customer care and technical support. No hidden fees or charges. You'll know all the costs in advance. CyberTime is a local, professional, no-nonsense internet service provider with high bandwidth facilities located throughout the Inland Empire. Call today, 909-795-9980. Call 909-795-9980 for CyberTime.
I'm Mike Hester, and I'm running for district attorney because the people of Riverside County deserve better. We need a district attorney who puts public safety first and acts with integrity at all times. I will push back against Sacramento and fight to end the early release of felons from our jails. I'm Mike Hester, and I'm supported by cops, deputies, and prosecutors, not because they expect something from me, but because they know the current DA is a failure and that we can and must do better. Vote Mike Hester for district attorney.
Paid for by the committee to elect Mike Hestron for district attorney, 2014.
If you're like most, your trust in traditional financial advice has taken a big hit in the last few years. So, when it comes to your money, investment, and retirement planning, where do you turn now? Who do you listen to? Join us for Smart Money Talk Radio, Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. for the refreshing, straightforward money and investment strategies of Jim and Lorraine Conaway. With over 44 years of combined experience, the Conaways are here to educate you on how to be smart with your money. Securities offered through J.P. Turner & Company, LLC. Member SIP. PC.
San Bernardino, Loma Linda, Rialto listens to KCAA Radio.
This is Empire Talks Back. It is Sunday morning, and that is the national anthem. I'm Wallace Allen here on the case for truth and justice with the right information to improve the situation. This is Mother's Day. We do appreciate our mothers, and we are going to celebrate our mothers today. We're going to celebrate your mother. And some of you will get beat up because you haven't been celebrating your mother. Now, Mother's Day.
Did I hear you say beat up?
Sure you did.
Okay, well, you know,
sounds like bullying, doesn't it?
It does,
I'm sorry.
Not to mention, I mean, if you're really going to go with this, you got to, I mean, you gave me a rashing for it almost a year ago when I used the words ass-whipping on the air. So if you're not out there and you're not cherishing your mom right now, you deserve that ass-whipping that's going to come later
today. That's W-H-O-O-P.
That's right.
I-N-G.
There you go.
Okay. Now, the modern American holiday of Mother's Day was first celebrated in 1908 when Anna Jarvis held a memorial for her mother in Grafton, West Virginia. Her campaign to make Mother's Day a recognized holiday in the United States began in 1905, the year her beloved mother, Ann Reeves Jarvis, died. Anna's mission was to honor her own mother by continuing work she had started and to set aside a day to honor mothers, the person who has done more for you than anyone in the world. Anna's mother, Ann Jarvis, was a peace activist who had cared for wounded soldiers on both sides of the Civil War and created Mother's Day work clubs to address public health issues. Due to the campaign efforts of Anna Jarvis, several states officially recognized Mother's Day, the first in 1910 being West Virginia, Jarvis's home state. In 1914, Woodrow Wilson signed the proclamation granting or creating Mother's Day, the second Sunday in May, as a national holiday to honor mothers. In a thank you note to Wilson, Jarvis wrote of a great home day of our country for sons and daughters to honor their mothers and fathers and homes in a way that would perpetuate family ties and give emphasis to true home life. I'm going to go see my mother, and if you're not able to go see yours, I would invite you to come join me to see mine. You do have a mother. I hope that you guys are in a relationship that makes you very comfortable to get over and see her, whether you're early, on time, or late, because it's your mother. Mothers are going to be fine. And
The mood master just showed up, so he must have been, he better have a real good excuse, meaning he took his mother out for breakfast or something.
Or he went by and checked her garden and watered it to be sure that her flowers were growing correctly. Or he just went by and blew the horn, you know, because we cannot overemphasize just some kind of appearance, some kind of acknowledgement. Mothers will pay attention.
All mothers will.
Well, that depends. What kind of horn are we talking about?
Blow the horn on the car.
Oh,
you know,
No tuba?
Don't get difficult or you'll qualify for that ass whipping for not getting along with your mom.
Oh, there we go.
All right.
I just have to make certain. And besides, in that garden, are those daffodils?
Pastor Eddie, excuse me for being so graphic about the butt whipping he'll get if he don't respect his mama. But even as a pastor, I know you relate and can understand. Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
There we go.
So, all right. So, to honor our mothers, let's all, you know.
Or the ass whippings that the children are going to get if they don't honor their mothers.
Well.
Hey, come on. We got to have equal.
Don't do that to children. It's called, you don't do that. We don't suggest that on the radio. It sounds like bullying and abuse and stuff like that. We don't beat up the kids.
We're giving the moms permission that if their children are out of line, to go ahead and adjust.
That's why they're moms.
They don't need permission. We're just signing off. Okay?
But one of the things about moms is that they have children and they want to know that the world is appreciating and doing things to make life for the children strong enough so that when the children become adults, they can be in charge without a whole lot of goofy, woofy stuff. This morning we have, as a guest on the phones with us, a senior vice president, corporate social responsibility division of Union Bank.
Well, that's a mouthful.
Well, it is, and they're attempting to do something that I think that even you.
No, attempting, or are they doing it?
No, well, they're doing it.
Oh, okay. They're making certain.
Well, I'm saying attempting because, you know me, I always like to grow things.
Oh.
You know, I would like
kind of like those tulips we were just talking about in Anthony's mom's garden?
Yep, okay. Absolutely. Right, we have Ms. Jan Woolsey. Ms. Woolsey, how are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Very
thank you for having
good.
Me.
I'm not sure. Let me get this straight. Are you a mother?
I am.
Congratulations. Happy Mother's Day. And this is all just a setup to get you away so the kids can surprise you.
Well, my kids, sadly, are in Texas with their own children. So I have already heard from them this morning.
Excellent.
And it's been a glorious day.
Very good. That means you raised them right, and they know how to get in touch with you so they don't qualify for one of those AWs that we were talking about earlier. Listen, I understand that Union Bank has stepped up and has created a banking situation with several high schools. Could you tell us about that?
Yes, and we've laughed that it was appropriate that I be the one selected to chat with you about it today, because I am described as the mom of the branch.
Okay.
Union Bank first opened a branch in 2011 in Fresno, California, that is a bank, a fully operational bank within the school. And
within a high school.
In the high school.
That's interesting. I'm from Fresno. Which high school?
It's McLean High School.
McLean High School on McKinley and Cedar. I know it well.
That's
yes,
Mr.
Yes.
Andrew Vias. He is the CEO of Safe Care Financial Services. So he's very, very interested in your project as well.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Well, at any rate, the concept is that that junior students are interviewed for positions. Depending upon the school, we have as few as 10 and as many as 13 students that are selected. And as seniors, they then receive the training to become tellers and actually operate the bank.
And they're operating a bank on the campus at the high school.
At the high school.
Now,
yes.
What type of services are they offering to the other students? So that'll help describe some of the things they've learned to do.
So they are supervised by two FTE from the bank, and it is in partnership with a class, an ROP, regional occupation program, mm-hmm. that they receive high school credit from the school. So it's sort of a joint partnership between the bank and the school. So the kids not only learn how to open up accounts and to tell their peers about the importance of creating an account and having savings and being financially literate, but they are taught financial literacy, and then they are encouraged and, in fact, required to not only negotiate with teachers when is a good time for me to come in and teach this, but then to stand up in front of their peers and teach financial education.
How does that work out? How is that working with the kids, teaching the other kids financial education, and how is it working? It sounds very exciting. Are the kids as excited about it as I am?
Yes. It's so wonderful. I've been privileged to be a part of the interviews when they first join, and then to see them later in the year. And it is incredible to me to see that they walk a little taller. Their confidence level is just so much greater. In Fresno, they had an extra student during one of the shifts around lunchtime, and so they made a decision that they had a little area right outside the branch that had little round tables, and so they started hosting one-on-one or one-on-two brown bag lunch activities, so that particularly seniors that were planning to get scholarship funds could come and talk about the importance of having their money kept separate so that it was available to them for their schooling, and to set up a budget so that they'd know how much they could spend other than tuition and books from the money that they had. Just incredible success stories that have come out of Fresno. You know, it's been operating since 2011. We just recently have celebrated the grand openings of two schools in L.A. that just opened in March.
We're speaking with.
So we don't have nearly the stories to tell about that just yet. But one of the things that I have been most proud about is that in all three schools, The universe of young people that graduate, sadly, is not 100%, but the universe of our students has been 100% that have graduated.
And with that, Ms. Woolsey, we're going to take a short break. This is Empire Talks Back. I'm Wallace Allen. We're speaking with Jan Woolsey. She's the Senior Vice President at Union Bank over corporate social responsibility. We're discussing the fact that Union Bank has opened up several banks in high schools on the campus, teaching the students how to operate the bank and also extending financial literacy classes out to the students from the students. We're going to take a short break and come back and, you know, and continue this conversation and see what we might be able to do to get a bank at your high school so your kids can figure out how to keep up with money and maybe learn how to make some. That'd be great. Okay, this is Empire Talks Back. We'll be right back.
Publish your legal notice in West Side Story newspaper. For the best service and the best rates, call 909-384-8131. Publishing legal notices in the city and county of San Bernardino since 1990. West Side Story provides friendly expert service. Call 909-384-8131 to benefit from budget-friendly rates. Whether a fictitious business name, a name change, a divorce summons, or any other legal or public notice, call West Side Story newspaper, 909-384-8131. 909-384-8131. That's 909-384-8131.
KCAA Radio, AM 1050. Hey, tell a friend, AM 1050.
I know this is Mother's Day, and you may not be close to her, but you could just throw out a shout up into the air and put it in the cloud, and it'll land on somebody's mother and make somebody happy. Just smile. Just do something to make life a little bit better for everybody. This is Empire Talks Back. I'm Wallace Allen. We have the interview, a great interview today with Ms. Jan Woolsey. She's the vice president at Union Bank, and she's working with high schools getting banks actually put on the campus so that the students will learn how to operate and become physically smart, physically fit. That's a good endeavor. She's telling us about a school in Fresno where they first started this project several years ago, and just recently they opened up two additional banks in high schools in Los Angeles. And she's giving us some of the success stories. Our mood master, Mr. Anthony Garcia, has already asked if the kids are able to secure loans, how much can they do at the bank? Is it really a full-service bank, and are they getting the full push, or are they simply being, and it's not simply, but are they being introduced to it with the idea that they would learn more later, or how far do you really want to go with these banks on campus? And that's including Mr. Moodmaster's question, which normally I force him to do by asking the question playing his bass guitar. But we let him actually use some words during the break. So we want to represent that. Did I say it right, Mr. Garcia?
Never.
But it's close. So,
that's because I'm still working on my decoder ring, the Moodmaster decoder ring.
Moodmaster, that would be an application we could possibly make some money on.
We're going to have to. Mm-hmm. Hey, there's a couple of things that I'd like to ask Ms. Woolsey, if I could.
Please.
Ms. Woolsey, you mentioned this is McLean High School in Fresno, California. Again, it's on McKinley and Cedar. My question is, going along with what Wallace had brought back from break, what is the literacy that these children, I have to call them children, are being provided through this outlet?
So we use the FDIC's Money Smart curriculum in connection with working with various nonprofits such as Operation Hope and Junior Achievement to try to instill in them a basic understanding of budgeting and finance. And
so they learn to balance a checkbook.
Pardon me? They learn to balance a checkbook. And they learn to balance a virtual checkbook if they are banking strictly online and how to use mobile and text banking and some of the tools that are available today that we didn't have available when I was learning to how to bank.
How about loans and credit?
They are learning about loans and credit. We don't make loans to people under 18. However, once they are 18, they are available to apply for a loan. More importantly, though, they are taught about the importance of savings so that it isn't necessary to buy to borrow money for small dollar amounts.
Why isn't the bank issuing – I apologize for interrupting. We only have so much time on the air.
Sure.
My question is why isn't the bank issuing loans, particularly if those students can secure a cosigner?
So we have not we feel like children need to be fully able to have money to repay the money, and
that gets those kids out there to get jobs. Sure, I understand that.
So as a consequence, once they were of age, we wouldn't do a loan for a 16-year-old in any branch, so mm-hmm. certainly would not want to do a different kind of program in that branch. But the manager can make loans to adults that are working and have the ability to repay, et cetera.
So do we actually let people come in off the street for this banking also, or is it restricted to the students?
It is restricted to students and faculty that are on the campus on a daily basis. The manager is our staff person is able in the hours that the branch is not open to meet with parents or community leaders that are interested in placing deposits in the bank to support the success of the branch, and in Fresno has made a home loan or two to parents of students from McLean that have requested a home loan, and so she is fully able to do any service that the bank offers off-site, but because of the rules for the school district, these are closed campuses, and we can't just let
everybody
come on board from outside.
Here's what I find fascinating about this, Wallace. Now, McLean High School is, well, geographically, at one point it used to be in the center of the city. Now it's on the wrong side of the tracks.
Well, the city's moved around.
Yes, it's grown north. And so basically, it used to be when I was growing up, anything north of Shaw Avenue was the right side of the tracks. Point being, I'm from Edison High School. And so
well, these guys used to beat up on your football team.
All of us beat up on everybody, but that's not the point. Okay. The point is, just very, very, very some brief history. Banks have always done experimentation, particularly in Fresno. For example, do you have a Visa card? Or do you have anything that has a Visa card logo on it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, before it was Visa, it was called Bank AmeriCard. And Bank AmeriCard was created by Bank of America, which at that time was based in San Francisco. Well, Bank of America tested out Bank AmeriCard in Fresno. And the reason they did that was because they wanted to see on how this little experiment was going to work before they put it off anywhere else.
Yeah.
And if it didn't work, well, who cares? Fresno's out in the middle of nowhere, and they could have swept it under the carpet, and there wouldn't be any issue. So therefore, my question here now, I went to Edison High School, and I was on the debate team. We were a championship team, so it didn't matter what happened to the football team. The question I've got is, this experiment, this is what it sounds like to me, of this being set up in high schools, and therefore, like my question can be competitive bid. We'll talk about that another day. But the question comes in, all right, is this an experiment? Because I've just heard from you, Wallace, with respect to your question, is this a full-service branch? It's not a full-service branch. These kids are learning to balance a checkbook and use all the little electronic
amenities. I'd like to get a couple of my congressmen in that class so that
so
they
would
can
I.
learn to do
yeah, that way they learn, you know, fiscal responsibility. Right. I don't care how conservative they say they are. So my question was this, from the perspective of Union Bank, was this an experiment they wanted to see on how it was going to either work or fail, and then bring it to L.A., or was this something that they went into with some real genuity?
So the answer is complicated in that the original branch at McLean was started by a small bank that failed. And the bank that took over, the failed bank, decided they did not want to operate the student branch. So the FDIC actually initially approached Union Bank and said, we'd like for you to take over this branch. And we said, we think that's a great idea. And within weeks, we were making plans to expand the program into other areas. We saw the benefit that could come from this kind of opportunity right away. And I would like to challenge a little bit that it is a full-service branch. We take deposits. The kids handle money. There is a vault. They help teach financial education. Loans are available. They're just not available to minors. So it is important that we and most of the people in the school, the students, are minors. So we have a special checking account and a savings account that's designed for minors, and we have a checking account for adults 18 and above.
We're very interested in this for many reasons. One, obviously, you know, that teaches the kids how to become fiscally responsible. The other is that the potential of that bank being able to be facing the sidewalk as well as facing the inside of the campus in some areas, in some neighborhoods, would be a tremendous benefit in some neighborhoods where people are subject to check cashing and things of that sort without actual banking services. We have a program that we're initiating that follows some of these same goals, the idea of getting the young people to be physically responsible and to understand how to balance their checks, understand how to keep up with money. And we really want them to do that because we ultimately want to teach them how to go out and make some money. So we're really excited about what you're doing there. Now, some of these people, young people, have worked with you in the high school, and I understand they've gone on to actually get jobs at banks. Could you tell us about that?
Yes. We've had 30 young people graduate from the program, at this point all from McLean. And of the 30, we have 5 that have come to work for the bank as part-time tellers while they're going to college. We are aware of one other that she went to school in Minnesota and is working for a bank in Minnesota. There may be others yet that are working for banks elsewhere, and we just don't know it. But we're one of the exciting byproducts of this program is that we have very well-trained young people coming right out of college that are ready to go to work. And it hadn't really dawned on us in the beginning that this would make a good pipeline for future employees. But we have since made a priority that if there is a student that wishes to work for us and we have a position open, we would fill it with one of our students rather than go outside to hire from the outside.
We're going to be having to take a break, but I'd like to ask you to stick with us through this next segment. I'd like for you to come back and tell us a little bit about the special way you've set up the savings and checking accounts to work for these young folk. One of the things that we've been concerned about is how can we get our young people involved in their setting up their bank accounts and all of that and keep the parents in their own lane. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Ms. Woolsey about the banking situation and how the kids can control their money and be even a set a good example for mom and pop. And we'll also get a chance for you to get a question from Mr. Leonard Evans. He's joined us on the phones. And meanwhile, we'll take this break and talk about my potential Mercedes-Benz here. Thank you.
birthday until 3. So, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you.
Publish your legal notice in West Side Story newspaper. For the best service and the best rates, call 909-384-8131. Publishing legal notices in the city and county of San Bernardino since 1990. West Side Story provides friendly expert service. Call 909-384-8131 to benefit from budget-friendly rates. Whether a fictitious business name, a name change, a divorce summons, or any other legal or public notice, call West Side Story newspaper. 909-384-8131. 909-384-8131. That's 909-384-8131.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones, host of InfoWars, inviting you to join me right here on KCAA every weekday morning at 11 a.m. Together, we can defeat the New World Order.
I'd like to do a song of great social and political import. It goes like this. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends.
Pastor Eddie, is that a good prayer? You know, is that the kind of prayer somebody should be making? You know, or should they be saying, Lord, make me strong enough to help somebody do something to bring a good... But no, God, give me a Mercedes-Benz. Pastor, is that the way to go? No, sir, I didn't think.
Well, she's not making a prayer. She's saying, won't you? Not, dear Lord, please. She's not saying that.
Well, okay. This
is satire.
Okay, well, no, I understand.
It's just like this show, satire.
I understand it's satire, and I understand all of that, but we're still talking about the best way to get a Mercedes-Benz.
Well, you also got to talk about, this is a girl, you know, from Texarkana, Joplin, Mississippi, that, you know, there's nothing there. So,
wait a minute, I'm from Mississippi. Of course, I'm not there. Right
there you
now.
Go. See, there we have
it. But, hey.
You know what? Want to know why there's nothing there? Because you're not there.
Oh, see? That's supposed to be a compliment. I'm supposed to wrap that around myself and kind of... Okay, I will. I'll throw Mississippi under the bus so I could be feel good.
See, there you go.
Okay. Thanks, Andrew.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
See, hey, had you stuck around, you might have been the progenitor of maybe not cheese popcorn.
Okay,
because that was my mom's invention.
You're using words that have
that would have been caramel
you're
popcorn.
You're using words that have more than 11 letters in them here.
And that's okay.
The rules. Slow down now. Okay, this is Empire Talks Back.
Are
I'm
you talking
Wallace
about?
Allen.
I can give you a letter. Give you a word that has 38 letters in it. Do you want it? Cocoa ampho carboxyglycinate. There you go.
How many letters?
38 letters.
Okay.
Cocoa, ampho, carboxylation.
I'm glad you said that because I always thought it had 39. We'll have to count that again. We are talking to Miss Jan Woolsey. Mr. Evans, how are you today?
Very good.
Well, no, that's that. Wow, Mr. Leonard.
And I have a question.
Yes, I would expect that you have a question. Before you get to it, hang on to your question because Ms. Woolsey is going to tell us how she was able to create savings accounts and checking accounts in some cases for some young people and allow those, put some kind of codicil in the account that kept the parents out of it, I hope. I'm not sure if you were able to do that, but Ms. Woolsey, tell us about the relationship these kids have with their parents around the checking accounts and savings accounts that are set up for the children?
So Teen Access and Teen Savings are accounts that are set up that have some pretty strong guardrails. They're not allowed to be overdrawn. There are no fee accounts, and kids can't open themselves between the ages of 13 and 17 without a parent signature. Accounts that are more traditional accounts with an ATM card and all that kind of thing, they do have to actually have either parents co-sign or they have to be 18 in order to open them.
But we do have some accounts that don't give the kids as much exit rights on the money, makes them go through a little bit more to get the money out, but encourages them to put the money in.
Correct.
That's the program we want.
They are encouraged. You know, there have been stories about young people that have commingled their money with their parents when they get it for scholarship, and then
Well, that's actually legal, Jamal.
Sure, it's legal. It's just unethical. That's all.
No, it's parental.
No.
It is legal. There has to be what's called a commingling agreement that is put on file with the bank.
Yeah, that goes along with that AW thing we were talking about earlier when the kid doesn't do what the parent wants. I can understand, and we spoke about bullying, too, and parents can bully without superior to bully.
But I'm concerned about
the money in the bank that right. the kid worked for and he put it in.
You use the term illegal, and I'm just saying it's not illegal.
Right, and we are encouraging young people to establish their own accounts just so that they do have control of it. And their peers are explaining to them the importance of having their own money, having their own, earning it, saving it, using it when it's appropriate, the difference between wants and needs, and the fact that you can spend $500 for a computer that you've saved for, or $600 for a computer that you finance, even just for a short period of time, and how just a little advanced preparation can make that a sweeter transaction for you. So it has been a really good program in that regard.
We are very, very enthused about that. Mr. Evans, you have a question.
Yes, I've actually got...
Well, ask them one at a time.
Okay, well, first, your guest had mentioned earlier that they were expanding the program, because they talked about the program in Fresno, to other areas.
L.A., they've opened two schools in L.A., one at Crenshaw, I believe, and one in, where's the other one, Ms. Woolsey?
Crenshaw and Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
And does the program include an investment program?
I'm not sure that I understand that. Are you talking about our investment in the
IRAs?
So you
Roth
asked
IRAs.
My question. Here's what I'm getting at.
CDs.
How about the kid? Excuse me.
You're referring to investment programs, Leonard, and Miss Woolsey didn't understand the question, so I was giving examples. CDs, 401ks, Roth IRAs, IRAs.
That wasn't what I was thinking about.
Okay.
What I'm thinking about is having the students work together. Everybody put up a dollar or something.
Oh, you're
like
talking about
that.
A co-op. Okay.
So, yeah, but the idea is to gain some experience and participation. In other words, if you don't put up any money, if a guy is running the program or a group is running the program to see what kind of investment returns they can get, it doesn't mean very much to the individual. But if they have a dollar or two up, and maybe they put a dollar in from time to time, and then at the end of the school year, they're going to split the proceeds, and you put a group together whose job it is to make money in the stock market.
How far away from something like that are you, Ms. Woolsey?
So in the banking program directly, we are not doing anything like that.
Okay.
I will say that most of the schools are involved in virtual enterprise programs, and so part of the academic program includes some things along those lines. And in fact, at Crenshaw, they have developed as a class, which involves some of our bankers, a pillow they call Pillow Tunes that they're actually shopping to get investors to create. So there are some investor creation, entrepreneurship kinds of programs that run parallel to the bank, but our program is really on sort of basic banking services that are run from the retail side of the organization. The kinds of things that the traditional bank would offer in its branch.
I understand. But what I'm thinking about is that more money is made by investing money than by working.
Well, I don't think there's any debate about that. Mark.
Yeah, and where we are here, I think to keep it.
Well, but All right, so you got a job and you make some money. Now what do you do with it? Put it in the bank?
Well, let's remember the purpose of this particular program is to educate the kids on the simpleness of keeping up with their money. I have interns come in and we, may start them off with a little simple work like mailing letters, putting the stamp on the letters. I've had them put the stamps in some very weird places. The experience that this type of program can bring is it's very much needed. I mean, the things that we take for granted about reconciling a checkbook, even knowing how to write a check or how to cash a check or to open a bank account, young people need to know these things, and they need to know them before they start making money. They need to
Absolutely.
And Leonard, just to throw this in, because that's exactly what this program is about. Unfortunately, it's not going to be as highbrow as the rest of us have learned from the School of Hard Knocks or from professional accounting classes. The reality.
It's not designed to be. It's a bank program. What I'm talking about is a separate program.
I think that happens to be a
collateral benefit to understanding banking.
I think we're all on that. And let's pivot to something that's actually useful. Ms. Woolsey.
Yeah, Ms. Woolsey's going to, after this segment, she's going to leave us alone, and we'll be here to talk to each other and talk crazy about all of our great ideas and things of that sort. Let's stick with her and the kids in the bank for the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, my question here, Ms. Woolsey, is, and I used to bank, or at least my company used to bank with Union Bank, and nobody bothered to even put this into the disclosure packet that everyone ordinarily receives when they open an account, and it was about the Bank Secrecy Act. Now, in aftermath of going through and having our own CPAs take a look at the matter, nowhere in there is that even mentioned in the disclosures. My question is this: how thorough of a disclosure is being provided to these kids? Because many of these kids, they may not have jobs as we know them, where they're out swinging a hammer or putting their foot on a shovel or doing anything of the sort. They might have internet business. They might have, some sort of exchange business on eBay or going on what Leonard is talking about, a cooperative of just buying and selling produce. So, or working or trying to establish some sort of nonprofit to
or investment club, yeah.
Right. So, what kind of inroads and what kind of education is being provided to making certain that these students, first of all, even know that the regulations exist, let alone how to comply with them?
Boy, can I answer that? These kids are their parents reading these disclosures. I mean, you're a banker, you could probably understand it, but I don't understand these disclosures.
Well, that's just it.
These kids, they need to learn how to read, and this experience is going to help them learn how to read.
No, you're giving the bank a pass on this.
For sure.
No way.
The reason I'm giving them a pass is because they stepped up off of something that rhymes with pass and got involved and are working with these kids. You do it, and the reason I'm enthused about them is because I know that you have offered to actually open some bank accounts for these kids. And as we open our savings account, it's good to know that we'll be able to move into a direction where the kids will be in total charge of their savings accounts. And then we'll teach them how to do
let
more.
Let me just throw this in here. No. I understand your point, but here's
and
the reason why I'm bringing this up.
I'm going to open an account with Union Bank because I'm enthused with what you guys are doing.
Okay.
I want to say that because it's important, Ms. Woolsey. My associates are very, very penetrating, and I don't want you to be beat up by them, but they're going to beat you up a little bit, and I'm trying to get them to do it after you're gone.
That isn't going to happen. This is talk radio. And the reason I have this axe to grind is because these kids are going to go into a circumstance, and they're going to get a lovely little letter. Actually, they may not even get that. They might be called into the branch and said, asked to answer ridiculous questions for 2 hours and comply with some bank officer, and then still get a letter in the mail, not understanding what it is that they've done wrong.
Sorry about your letter.
Well,
and
yeah.
Then to say, too bad, so sad. Here, we're force closing your account.
But at least these kids will have had some exposure that gets them in a position to at least.
Exposure is not experience.
No,
it's yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Excuse me.
Let me before we go to break. Before we get our panties all out of shape, guys.
That's if I'm wearing anything.
Let's let Miss Woolsey, sophisticatedly make her last statement here, because I don't want her to necessarily be associated with the way you guys talk. All right. So. This is Mother's Day. She's a mother. She's got children that we want to, you know. So
you know, I'm glad Rahm Emanuel isn't here right now.
Miss Woolsey, let me allow you, please, to give us a parting statement as to your program and you know, how important it is and what we can do to support it. And if you want to stick around and listen to us talk crazy after the break, that would be fine. But please, your time now.
Well, thank you. I will just say that I do think that we have modified disclosures to be a little more complete. Certainly the young people that are going through the classes take all of the compliance modules that a teller would be required to take, and so they are exposed to the Bank Secrecy Act, all of the USA Patriot Act, et cetera, and can help disseminate the rules of that road to their friends. I'm really sorry that you had a bad experience, and we'll hope that someday you will get beyond that.
I'm laughing because, you know, it would be great to have somebody come and explain those disclosures to our grown, brilliant-minded people here and see how well that goes. I applaud your effort. I don't care what they say. Go on, please, and let me let you finish.
No, it would have been nice if they would have done that ahead of time.
Well, you know, my goodness.
That's what's supposed to be in disclosures. They're a financial institution. I run a financial institution.
Well, I will say that, you know, some of the disclosures changed when the rules changed, but I'm not here to talk about disclosures.
That's right.
We'll say that the thing that makes me the most proud is that we are giving young people tools that they can use, whether it is to secure a field in banking, whether it is to go out and do the best work ever, and that is to raise a family and be productive members of society, that these are real-life experiences and real-life tools that they can use the rest of their lives. I think the one-on-one work that we are doing with them is giving them more more confidence in themselves, and you see that as you meet with them and speak with them. And I'm very proud of the work we're doing and so appreciate the opportunity to tell you a little bit about it here.
Jan, thank you very much. Happy Mother's Day. You are doing yeoman's work. We'd like to invite you to come back and tell us a little bit more, maybe after you've had a month or so to work with the two schools in Los Angeles. And once again, see if there's some things that we in the community can do to help this out. I do expect some copycats to come in from some other banks. If they don't, they're nuts. And thank you very much. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, Leonard, and we'll be able to carry on. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
Publish your legal notice in West Side Story newspaper. For the best service and the best rates, call 909-384-8131. Publishing legal notices in the city and county of San Bernardino since 1990. West Side Story provides friendly expert service. Call 909-384-8131 to benefit from budget-friendly rates. Whether a fictitious business name, a name change, a divorce summons, or any other legal or public notice, call West Side Story newspaper. 909-384-8131. 909-384-8131. That's 909-384-8131.
KCAA Loma Linda.
This is Empire Talks Back. I'm Wallace Allen. I've got the greatest crew in the world here. These guys are not satisfied by donuts. You know, great pastrami sandwich. Even the truth has its edges, and I appreciate very much the way you guys dig for it. I truly do. Mr. Evans, Mr. Valles, tear me up. What's up with the banking thing? What are you satisfied with? What are you dissatisfied with? What would you like to see happen with a program like that?
Well, very quickly, for Ms. Woolsey, it turns out that...
Ms. Woolsey's gone now.
Okay. Well, maybe she'll hear this.
Yes.
But in banking, you need math. And we know the statistics on math proficiency. How about a free personal tutor? There's a guy who...
A free help personal tutor.
A free personal tutor.
Okay.
He decided to help his child to learn math. You know, or I guess it was a teacher. And he puts this stuff on the Internet.
Oh, you're talking about Khan Academy.
It's in TED Talks. I guess it's Khan Academy.
It's Khan Academy.
Okay. What you can do is, for free, you can go on the Internet and learn all the math that up through calculus and trigonometry and everything else you need to know, and it's all laid out there.
You can go there and have access to learn it.
He's even got tutorials on English.
Yes.
Exactly. So anybody, any parent who's interested in helping their children to get better at math, here is a free tool that everyone just needs to know about.
Yeah, but you see, that's not their job. And that's what I was getting to, and that's why I made the mention about Bank
America.
What do you mean,
when you say not their job? What do you mean not their job?
It's
to tell people how to learn about math?
No, and this is where you and I are going to have a philosophical difference.
Okay.
The thing about this is that exposure is not the same as experience. For example, I could expose you to nuclear weapons. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have the experience on how to launch them or use them.
That's true. That's a different experience.
Doesn't matter.
I have the experience exposure.
Okay, then let me expose you to this idea or this notion. Okay, I didn't want to bring this up on air while Miss Woolsey was on, but now I'm going to bring it up. And that is, how in the heck did this bank, and she said they took over because the FDIC, there was a failed bank that had this
failed
operation.
Bank, yeah.
Okay, well, my question is this. Okay, was this sent to competitive bid?
No.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this right. So a financial institution, just unlike any other
unsolicited proposal,
any other business, they were given this opportunity in which to have a monopoly to market to a group of teenagers, a bunch of youth that probably don't even know what competition is. That they were able to go through, set this program up, and it was not sent to competitive bid. Is this what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well, what kind of ridiculousness is this? That's not real life.
Well, there was no desire for the competition.
No, but
there was no desire. They had a program going. The program broke. They put somebody in to keep that program going. Now that program has attracted some attention. And as I stated to her, I expect some copycats. And I don't think that you're going to have to go through competitive bidding, because if one wants to set up on campus,
hold on a second. You're telling me that schools now are now a private domain?
No, no,
they're
no,
public
no, no,
domain,
no, no.
Particularly
I'm
the public
I'm
school.
I'm answering your question. You asked about
go right ahead.
We're forgetting what the problem was.
No,
the FDIC was solving.
We're not. I'm answering his question.
So, wait a minute. Andrew is saying that they should have gone to bid and all that. You can't stop the process of saving a bank while you go through all this.
Oh, yes, you can. Absolutely, you can, Leonard.
Well, you can. You can. You can break. You can break rules as you create rules.
Now you can bring up an issue and say, well, let's put this out to bid. Now you can start that process. No one stops.
Okay,
but there's no reason to put it out to bid, because there's no reason for there to only be one bank on the school.
Exactly.
See, that's my point.
Right.
So there's no reason.
Where's the perversion?
Well, the perversion is that right now, why haven't the other banks stepped up? That's the only perversion
I
see.
Andrew was talking about the perversion of the existing situation.
Well, I understand, but that's
how... And I'm asking to please identify that.
But the fact that you keep asking for one doesn't mean there's going to be one.
Well, he stated there was one.
Well, okay. But
that's all I'm suggesting.
But as he stated it, he stated that there was a lack of competition. We've all agreed that there's no need for only one bank to be on that corner.
Exactly.
Okay.
This could go everywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Getting back to the point of competitive. At what point does competition become introduced? At the beginning?
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Later.
Right.
It's a good time for it.
It's the time that the competitor wants to step up.
But the problems
that we see in operating a bank on campus haven't all been solved. So some of those will step back and say, well, you know, instead of the high school, I think I'm going to take this program to college. And I say that out loud so that we can start people rushing to realize that, you know what, on a campus, on a isolated campus, some of these rural campuses, it'd be great to have a bank or a credit union for these students. And it would be a brand new business. And if I'm the school, maybe I want to set mine own up so they can do like you're saying, do some investing, do some brokerage.
That's exactly my point. And that's why I asked her and made the quip as much as she became defensive. It was, wait a minute here a second. You're telling me that this is a full service branch. It's not a full service branch because I can walk into any bank that I happen to be established in. Right. So can you, Leonard.
Right.
And we can go and say, no, we don't want to talk to somebody about investments. We want to talk to somebody specifically about this niche. How do we do this? But instead of us going and telling the banker what we want to do, instead, the students ought to know, okay, don't go telling them what you want to do. Go ask them on how you achieve whatever your objective happens to be.
Sophistication comes on top of it.
And so therefore,
you cannot start off with sophistication.
I understand
that. You have to evolve to sophistication.
But the thing is that if you're going to have students you're going to have students who are so-called graduating from one section to the next, then wait a minute here a second.
See, these
they better know something.
These voids that you're describing are the things that a quote-unquote competitor can come in and fix. Are you interested in doing that?
Heck yeah.
Oh, I'm getting excited because, you know, I pulled the trigger on you.
You pull the trigger on me all the time. So does Leonard.
And I don't mean it in a negative way. I mean in a very positive way. It's just like if we see a void there, there's an opportunity. And the thing that I'm so enthused about, Andrew, beyond your bubbling and great personality, you're bringing a lot of hell of a lot of money to the table that creates opportunities that others just couldn't even imagine unless we pull the trigger and say, well, wait a minute. Just like we're talking about creating savings accounts for these banks, for these kids. Okay, we got a bank now that says, hey, we got a situation where we can keep the parents out of the savings account. That's good news.
Listen to this, gentlemen. Hold on. I think we've gotten lost in
No, we're very found, Leonard, and because we're talking about things that we are going to do. Now, give us your input on that. Go ahead.
Okay. Everything you want to accomplish here can be done with one stroke. Because what you have uncovered here is the opportunity for the banks in this country to do this every place, in every grammar school, high school, college.
We've got no resistance in starting and doing it with one, but we got a lot of resistance if we're going to have to wait and do it in all of them at the same time.
Because they'll do it to capture all of these people as future customers now. The retention rate when you do something like that is staggering.
So that goes back to my problem.
We're looking at Apple give away all of the computers and the kids decide that they want to go with Apple. Or Matt giving away computers.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right. And that's what, and Andrew is saying, you know, that creates a monopoly. I'm saying, well, hey.
That's an antitrust issue. What's wrong with you, Leonard?
Later on, man. I mean, let them all run after the few who can get what the point is. You're trying to get this benefit to the.
Oh, great. I got Darwin on the radio today.
Well, see, now this is the same thing when we go back to, believe it or not, Mr. Sterling. Because everybody thinks that the issue with Mr. Sterling had to do with his civil rights statements made in the dark and in court. And when in reality, somebody like me thinks that the privacy issue is the one that's new in that particular statement. That's why we have to talk. We have to talk because we all see it differently. We all have a different view on it. And you know what? I think everybody's view is valid. You know, some of them are critical for where you are, and some of them are more interesting than they are critical. But I'm going to step back. These last 2 minutes belong to you guys. 1, 2, 3, get it. Oh, did I?
No.
I don't believe that. Let me try it again. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, here's how this is going to go from here on out. All right, first of all, I'll grant Leonard. If he were running a business, he would want to grab as much market share as he possibly could. Okay, got
that's
that. But you know, but let me tell you something on how detrimental that can actually be. There was this cartoon that came out during a TV show called Tracy Ullman Show, and it spawned a whole new generation of idiots. It was called The Simpsons. It's still on the air. Okay, and here's how they did this. They went and they got it out of this TV show. They canceled Tracy Ullman Show altogether, which was a fantastic show. But then they brought that on, and they brought another stupid show. I say stupid because that's all they did was stupid antics, one after another, that just really, really did a whole mental mind bender, and it was called In Living Color. All right, that being said, You now have a generation of a bunch of idiots that are now going to the polls because they're listening to Fox News. This is the problem. If you don't have a method in which to balance out, I know about Leonard.
No, I'm saying give him a shot. Now,
oh, he's going to get 30 seconds. Okay. But the thing about it.
Leonard, you better jump in.
But the thing about it is if you don't inspire competition early, then you're not going to get dissension and you're not going to get the kinds of things that make a republic and make a country like ours work.
Quick, my turn. There's no idiots. There's just people who have not used the facilities with which they have been blessed. Number two. If you let people get something started.
You're talking to the intellectual snob here.
He's smooth.
I know.
He smoothed it out. Like,
he's trying to.
You haven't realized yet that other people are not stupid. It's just that you are exceptionally intelligent.
Oh, Leonard, lay it on him.
I'll leave you with that thought.
Okay, I appreciate it. Folks, we really appreciate you spending this time with us this morning.
Oh, get out of here.
Go call somebody's mother and wish them Happy Mother's Day. Leonard, are you going to meet us at Mom's house? I hope you are.
I am. More fun with words on Mother's Day.
Okay, this is Empire Talks Back.
Love you, Leonard.
Thank you, guys. We'll be back next week under true circumstances. One,
and no
the good Lord's willing, and the creek don't rise. God bless you. Thank you.
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
Are you sick of the stock market? Do you wonder when this market turmoil is going to end as it heads up 300 points one day and down 300 the next? Are you analyzing other investment opportunities? Don't just head into this unknown territory blindly. Jim and Lorraine Conaway, hosts of Smart Money Talk Radio, will take you through their step-by-step systematic approach to analyzing investment opportunities and potentially help you discover what choices may be appropriate for your situation. Call 888-266-2929 now to schedule your complimentary consultation, and you will also receive your complimentary investment evaluator CD. That's 888-266-2929. This is a Smart Money tip brought to you by Smart Money Talk Radio, hosted by Jim and Lorraine Conaway on KCAA 1050 every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m.
Securities offered through J.B. Turner & Company, LLC, member SIPC. Investment advice and financial planning offered through J.P. Turner & Company Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. J.P. Turner & Company, LLC, and J.P. Turner & Company Capital Management, LLC, are not affiliated with Conaway & Conaway, Inc.